A ghost from the past, Fürst had promised Peter riches, power, anything, so long as he fulfilled a few simple tasks and chose to follow. He even pledged the hand of his daughter, Christina, in marriage, in return for the boy's allegiance. How could he refuse? Peter spat on the ground and scowled into the night, rubbing the spots where the blisters had formed on his hands. A rope had been looped around his waist and secured to the sledge behind him, which, like an ox, he had to drag through the snow. It was his yoke, his burden, his part of the agreement. Peter Schoeffer of Gernsheim was no better than a beast. As if the provisions and blankets weren't heavy enough, there was a formidable chest to lug around. Loathsome monsters were engraved on its wooden panels, scaring away even his inquisitive fingers. Still more frightening were the two snakes, cast from black metal, which twisted round the lip of the lid. Their heads were entwined so as to form an ingenious lock. One false touch, Fürst warned, and their fangs would release a poison so venomous it would paralyze him forever. Peter shuddered. Could this be true? Fürst spoke mostly in riddles, partly to bewitch the boy, but also to safeguard his secret. Inside the chest was a material so rare, so exquisite, he suggested, that it would bring the whole world within the scope of their hands. It held an eye to the future and a tongue to the past. All they required was a means of harnessing it, a way of reading its prophecies in the form of a living, breathing book. That was why Fürst needed Peter. Peter shook his head. Now they were nearing the end of one journey and beginning the next, he was having second thoughts. What if this book was a mistake, like Eve's decision to bite the apple, an attempt to gain forbidden knowledge? What if he was putting his very soul in jeopardy? Servitude in life was one thing, but eternal damnation another. Sensing Fürst waiting for him by the mouth of one of the alleys, Peter muttered an oath, strained against his harness, and began once more to drag the heavy load behind him. He grunted like a workhorse. There was no turning back. His choice had been made. The snow, falling more thickly now, swiftly and silently filled their tracks, so that no one, rising early the next morning, could tell from which direction they had come or where they had gone. Instead, the citizens of Mainz opened their eyes to a pristine world, a glittering, snow-covered city that hid the mounds of dung from view. They were too dazzled by the spectacle, the surface of things, to sense the peril that had arrived under the cover of darkness. Only I knew differently.